price to pay. I'm crying. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. Mistakes. I know I made a few, but I'm only human. You've made mistakes too.
Well, hi everybody. So great to be back with you on a Saturday night here in New York City. Yours truly, Dan Romanello on the Group Harmony Review here on WFUV, Fordham University's Voice. Continuing with more of the mailbag tonight, requests, dedications. Had a great time last week. Back from vacation and catching up on those requests. So many nice people to acknowledge who had been writing over the past month or so and throughout the holidays. So I thank you for staying in touch with the show, for your listenership, and for supporting public radio here on the campus of Fordham University in the Bronx, New York, since March of 1963. We began tonight with one of the legendary Detroit groups from the early to mid-60s, and Ooh Baby Baby on Tamla Records was issued in 1965, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And when I listened to that magical voice of Smokey Robinson and those Miracles in the 1960s, also from Detroit, very reminiscent to me of an earlier sound. by Nolan Strong and the Diablos. And we had a request in over the past few weeks to feature more Diablos material here on Group Harmony Review. So right now we're going to begin with a mini spotlight on this fabulous Detroit rhythm and blues vocal group from the 1950s era. Featured here in New York City with Dan Romanello on the Group Harmony Review.
Up and down the floor, do little silly things that I've never done before since you've gone. Since you've gone and left me. Sleep at night, but just toss and turn in bed. Sometimes I believe I'd be better off dead since you've gone. Since you've gone.
About 9 o'clock.
And there we are, concluding our opening set tonight, spotlighting Nolan Strong and the Diablos by request here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV. Just now, Baby Be Mine from 1954, All Sides on Fortune Records out of Detroit. Just ahead of this, a beautiful ballad from 1956 by Nolan Strong and the group entitled A Teardrop from Heaven. We began with a really fine sound from 1960 entitled Since You're Gone. And then the second item in the set, a nice 1960 remake of the old Clyde McFadder and the Drifters tune entitled What You Gonna Do. Nolan Strong and the Diablos by request here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV in New York City. And do want to send those out especially to Don of East Haven, Connecticut. And thank you for the mail suggesting that it's been quite a while since we spotlighted this fabulous Detroit vocal group, and I thought it would be a nice follow-up to the show opener by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles from 1965 and a great early Detroit sound. And those also going out to Dolores and John, and thank you for the mail, looking at the beautiful cards and letters you sent in to us over the past few weeks, and thank you very much, D, for writing. And also going to send those out to Jim Rigsby out there on the West Coast, along with Kirk Roberts. And I know you folks enjoyed the request and dedication next week. More for you coming up. Also, Jude of Los Angeles, thank you for the mail. And thank you for staying in touch with the show. Tommy, who will be coming back to the good old USA and the New York City area very shortly, listens on the internet. So thank you very much, Tommy. And also Al and Gloria of the Bronx, thank you for writing, and those going out especially to you as well. And also the very best out there to Jim Coulter, and thank you, Jim, for the good wishes into Group Harmony Review. As we continue right now, we're coming back to New York City from Detroit, home of the Group Harmony Review here on WFUV. And again, another suggestion of a very fine vocal group not spotlighted here on the show in quite a while. And Russ, who listens in San Diego, California, wanted to hear more of the fabulous early 1950 sound of Gene Pearson and the Rivoliers from here in New York City. As we go back now and begin from 1954.
A thousand stars in the skies, like the stars in your eyes. They say to me that there'll never be no other love like you for me. Make me realize you are the one love that I'll adore. Tell me you love me. Tell me you're mine once more.
Once more. Once more.
Each night I count stars in the skies, hoping that you aren't telling me lies. You're with me tonight. I'm captured by your charms. Oh, pretty baby, let me hold you in my arms. A thousand stars in the sky, make me realize you are the one love that I'll adore. Tell me you love me. Tell me you're mine captured by your charms. Oh, pretty baby, let me hold you in my arms. A thousand stars in the skies make me realize you are the one love that I'll adore. Tell me you love me. Tell me you're mine once more. Don't ever leave me. Don't I care. You know the way I feel. You know my love is real. So don't ever leave me.
Your man, and you'll never be free, little guy. Y'all gonna. darling, I know we'll never, never part, little girl. You're gonna be okay. Little girl, you're gonna be okay. Well, I love you, baby, I love you so. How much, darling, you'll never know. Little girl, you're gonna be okay. So how much, darling, you never know, little girl, you're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay.
We'll never part. what baby name? Page get a 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 what baby name? Oh, don't stop now. Don't stop now, baby. Don't stop now. 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 Oh, don't stop now. Don't stop now. Don't stop now. Don't stop now.
And there we are with that old 45 from 1954. That was the original flip side of A Thousand Stars. And that was entitled Hey Chiquita. There was a later pressing of A Thousand Stars, which is a lot easier to find on vinyl. But the first release of the song was Baton No. 200, which actually kicked off the Baton Records label here in New York. And had that song on the flip, Hey Chiquita, by the Riverlayers from 1954. We began with A Thousand Stars, 1954. Just after that, a beautiful ballad from 1955, Don't Ever Leave Me. Then also from 1955, Little Girl. And the fourth item in the set, a very beautiful version of the old Deke Watson and the Brown Dots tune, I Love You for Sentimental Reasons. Gene Pearson and the Riverlayers on Baton Records from 1954. All sides by the group and all sides on Baton. And going out especially to Russ of San Diego, California. Thank you for the comments about this fabulous New York City group. And reading the mail, I would also like to send those out to Joe of Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. And thank you, Joe, very much for continuing to write in and support the show. And also, we're dedicating those sides to Ed Yaker. Thank you, Ed, of the Bronx. And the best out to Hank and Christine of Brooklyn. I know you appreciate those great New York sounds like the Riverlayers. So thank you for writing, folks. And thank you for your listenership. Also, a very nice email in this week from Nick in Minnesota. Glad you're out there enjoying the shows on the internet, and thank you for the suggestions, Nick, and I will definitely pass that information along. So thank you very much for writing. Also, we heard from Rob, who is a big fan of the West Coast material, has some great information I'm going to look into and respond to your comments about the West Coast Volume 2 that I featured here on the show a few weeks back. So thank you, Rob, for writing into WFUV. A lot of people had commented about the 40s spots I was doing, music of the 1940s and music in the 1950s era that had been recorded in a 1940s style. Of course, vocal groups like the pioneer sounds of the Mills Brothers and the Ink Spots, and then Savannah Churchill with her groups and the Four Knights in the very early 1950s. I put together a nice little feature of these early and influential sounds into the development of 1950s rhythm and blues and rock and roll. And thank you for the suggestions. These are going out to Jim Coulter, to Bruce Atchison, to Nate in Montego Bay, and hi also to Liddy Lou and to Hetty. Also to Andy Bohan, to Al and Gloria of the Bronx. And we also want to say hi with these to Wally of New York City, regular listener and a big fan of the show. And also to Frank B. of Queens. We're going to kick it off with a very early tune by the Platters. Tony Williams and the Platters been getting a great response to their material. And this goes back to the early federal years, 1953. And perhaps the rarest Platters recording to find in its original format. Federal Records, to begin this set, Tony Williams and the Platters from 1953. Here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV and 90.7 FM here in New York City with yours truly, Dan Romanello, every Saturday night from midnight to 2 a.m.
I'll cry when you go. I'll hope it lasts for long. Darling, I'm lonesome and blue, just being here without you. My bed, yes, the thing that I done wrong, I'll cry when you go. The day you left me, darling dear, I nearly died. You said you didn't love me. I lay down and fight, but I took your word for granted. I thought you would come back, but you didn't. Now I cry. I love you so. No one in this world.
and tomorrow. I want you to love me tonight. Our dreams may vanish tomorrow, like stars in the dawn's early light. This heart of mine keeps saying, darling, don't delay. Tomorrow is at least 100 years away. I don't believe in tomorrow. I want you to love me tonight.
I don't believe in tomorrow.
I want you to love me tonight. Like stars in the dawn's early light, this heart of mine keeps saying, darling, don't delay. Tomorrow is at least 100 years away. Don't wanna wait till tomorrow. Be mine while the moment is right. I want you to love me
own, my darling, command. You've got to give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little.
That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
You've got to laugh a little, cry a little, before the clouds roll by a little.
That's the story of, that's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we've got the world and all its charms.
And when the world is through with us, we've got each other's arms.
You've got it when a little lose a little,
and always have the blues a little.
That's the story of, that's the glory of love. Got the world and all its charm.
We've got each other's arms.
You've got a win a little. That's the story of,
that's the glory of love.
Rushes in, plants a kiss on the shore, then rolls out to sea, and the sea is very still once more, so I rise to your side. Like the oncoming tide, with one burning thought, will your arms be open wide? Alas, we're face to face, and as we kiss
and in the sun, like the tide at its ebb. Darling, I'm a piece in the web of your arms.
Bless me face to face, and as we kiss through an embrace, I can tell, I can hear you are love, you are real, really mine.
Fantastic. What a great way to cap off that pop harmony and roots feature. Thanks to all those nice folks by request. The Ink Spots on King Records from 1953, Ebb Tide. We began with The Platters, also from 1953 on Federal Records, I'll Cry When You're Gone. Right after that, from 1951, Savannah Churchill, backed up by the Four Tunes on RCA Victor Records, I Don't Believe in Tomorrow. Follow that up with the Ink Spots on King Records from 1955, Command Me. The Four Nights on Capitol, 1951, The Glory of Love. And closing it out with the Ink Spots, once again, Ebb Tide. Very happy to feature those sounds for you tonight on this edition of Group Harmony Review. And as we said, more Ink Spots requested for Bruce. That's Bruce Atchison. My pleasure to feature them here on the show. The Platters was for Frank B. So many nice folks responded to The Platters and the 1940s influence and those sounds from the 50s, but with the 1940s flavor, for Jim Coulter and Al and Gloria of the Bronx, for Ed Yeager, for Andy Bohan, for Nate in Montego Bay, also for Hank and Christine in Brooklyn. And thank you, Nick, for writing, Nick of Minnesota. And also thank you, Rob, for writing into Group Harmony Review here on WFUV. Going to close it out with two collectibles, as Rich Chris had requested that we feature more from the playlist that Rich, Chris, and Nick Nicola had done here on the show, and also sending them out to Ginger, who listens on the internet. So let's go now to one of the old playlists, thanks to Nick Nicola and Rich Chris, here on Group Harmony Review.
Is your heart for them?
along with the Alan Freed Orchestra from 1956. This is WFUV and WFUV HD New York, where member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org. Yours truly, Dan Romanello, here on the Group Harmony Review. All requests, dedications, mailbag tonight, following up with last week's theme and some special features and collector shows coming up in the future. If you would like to get in touch with the program, you can send an email into yours truly, Dan Romanello, at WFUV.org.
You're the one for me.
There we have three from the Collectives Corner to close out the first hour and begin the second hour tonight here on Group Harmony Review, and those sides going out to Rich Chris. And thank you, Rich, for requesting I play more sides from the collective sets that you and Nick Nicola had done here on the show. And hi also to Ginger. We began with the Harlequins on Juanita 1958, Confession of Love. Then we had a great bluesy sound by the Five Keys on Aladdin Records from 1954, Love My Loving. And then just closing it out from 1954, Carmen Taylor and the Boleros on Atlantic Records with Freddie. On WFUV and WFUV HD here in New York City on the Group Harmony Review with yours truly, Dan Romanello. Got some great a cappella up right now for Buzz Bernicow. We go to 1976, a fabulous recording on Flamingo Records by the Bonaires.
Dreaming of you. Of you, my heart wanders all the day, but I miss you most of all at night.
Moon. And I know well While we wonder, into the land, and she tried to herself to me while we were dancing.
So fine indeed, going back to the early 1950s, some pure rhythm and blues vocal group harmony. The Royals on Federal Records from 1952, Every Beat of My Heart. We began with some great a cappella from 1976, the Bonaires on Flamingo Records and their beautiful version of At Night. Then from 1963 on Guidon Records, The Butlers with Lovable Girl. Late 50s next, 1959, Love That Sound, The Castle Tones, Great Request. We Met at a Dance on Rift Records from 1959, The Castle Tones. And then The Royals on Federal from 1952. And the great a cappella sound, of course, going out to Buzz Bernicow. and the other great sounds in that set by request for Bobby of the Bronx, and also going out to Joe of Woodbridge, New Jersey, and also to Billy of Long Island, to Hicksville, Long Island. And thank you, folks, for writing into the show and the requests. Also, hi to Al of New Mexico, formerly of the Bronx, and thank you for writing, Al. And we also heard from Paul Leroy. Thank you for the mail, Paul. And I do have something special coming up for you in the near future. Thank you so much for the comments and for getting in touch with the show. And also, we mentioned, of course, Joe in Woodbridge, New Jersey, with those continuous request lists. I love to check off the requests. Plenty more to get to tonight here on Group Harmony Review, and have a few special sides coming up right now. This past week, an article in the newspaper, and many of the listeners had written in about the passing of one of New York City's legends, Bobby Robinson, of Red Robin Records and so many other great records, record companies, Bobby up there in Harlem, New York City, and 125th Street. And I had a number of sides I wanted to feature, had requests in for the vocaliers from Howard, Richard McHale for the Five Satins and the Scarlets on Red Robin Records. The vocaliers also recorded for Red Robin. And, of course, part of that great complex I'm often referencing here on the show with Whirlin' Disc Records and Fury Records, Fire, Red Robin. I mean, the talent was absolutely enormous that Bobby influenced here in New York City and around the country. We're going to begin this feature and a number of these sides by request. We just closed it out with Every Beat of My Heart by the Royals from 1952, and a major hit for Bobby Robinson on Fury Records was Gladys Knight and the Pips version of Every Beat of My Heart on the Fury label. And, of course, a great sound for Gladys Knight and the Pips very early in their career. I'd like to feature that for you right now to begin this set here on Group Harmony Review from the vaults of Bobby Robinson on WFUV in New York City.
Thank you. why did you go? Tell me that you love me too. Did you want never go away? I need you every night, every day. Tell me that you love me too. Oh, why did you go away? I need you night and day. I love you, I need you, I do. Oh, why did you make it end? You know we were more than friends. Please come back to me. Oh, 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 did you hear what? Now is the time. Did you hear what? Say you'll be mine. Tell me that you love me too. Tell me that you love me too, that you love me
up and down.
'cause I love you.
Closing it out from 1952 on Red Robin Records, The Vocaliers, Be True. Just ahead of that, we had two by the Scarlets, Early Five Satins, Dear One, 1954, and Kiss Me from 1955, both on Red Robin Records. And we began with Gladys Knight and the Pips on the Fury label from 1961, and their version of Every Beat of My Heart. Also released on VJ, I believe, a different version on the VJ label. And from the vaults of Bobby Robinson, a very nice tribute set, I think. And I thank the folks for writing in. One of the New York City legends who recently passed away, and the influence of Bobby and all the vocal groups and record companies and labels he was involved with influenced so many artists here in New York City and around the country, and there's going to be more for Bobby Robinson coming up for sure here on the Group Harmony Review. The Scarlets and Early Five Satins, by request, especially for Richard McHale and the Vocaliers, for Howard, formerly of New York City, and I know listens on the internet there in Baltimore. So thank you, folks, also for writing in to Group Harmony Review here on WFUV. Got another request up right now. And Conway Kehoe enjoyed the Hamilton Sisters I featured not too long ago on King, and also had a very nice email in from Joyce, one of the Hamilton Sisters. Excuse me there. So I'd like to dedicate this record by the Hamilton Sisters on King Records, especially out to Joyce, and also to Conway and Mary Liz.
I'm a little lonely cabin sitting high on a hill, waiting for two lonely lovers to come in and stay with me. There's a little clear spring that flows by my back door, and the garden can be seen. Stay a while, I'll tell you more. Two lovers, you see, could be happy here with me. A foundation was made. Come and see.
Come and see.
Two lovers, you
But if you don't want to treat me right, get out of my face, get out of my sight. Cause I don't want nobody that ain't got eyes for me. If you really want me for yourself, I want you.
I want you.
Promise not to look at no one else. I want you.
I want you.
But if you want to string me on your line, be long gone, baby, put it out of your mind. Cause I don't want nobody that ain't got eyes for me. You ain't the only pebble on the beach. You ain't the only monkey in the zoo. But all you got to do is play it straight, and baby, I could really go for you. All you got to do is understand, I want you.
I want you.
Let me be your only lover, man. I want you.
I want you.
But if you don't want to treat me right, stop your teasing and holding me tight. Cause I don't want nobody that ain't got eyes. On the beach, you ain't the only monkey in the zoo, but all you got to do is play it straight, and baby, I could really go for you. All you got to do is understand, I want you.
I want you.
Let me be your only lover, man. I want you.
I want you.
But if you don't want to treat me right, stop your teasing and holding me tight. Cause I don't want nobody that ain't got eyes for me. No, I don't want nobody that ain't got eyes for me.
Okay, for Joe out there in Queens, who requested, one of the folks who requested all those fine Jax material we featured last week, also wanted to hear the Cadets on Modern Records from 1956, entitled I Want You. And that was for you, Joe, and thanks for the request. And just ahead of that, we had the Hamilton Sisters on King Records from 1956 with a pretty ballad entitled Lonely Cabin. And that went out especially to Conway and Mary Liz. And we also say hi to Joyce, who was a member of the Hamilton Sisters. And thank you for writing into Group Harmony Review here on WFUV. Also had a nice email in this week from Harold of Queens, and sadly letting us know in writing about the passing of Nick Santamaria, lead singer of the Capris from here in New York, one of the great New York City groups from the early 60s that captured the 1950s sound so perfectly. And have a few Capris side I wanted to feature. And thank you, Harold and Ken of Queens, for writing. As we go to Nick Santo and the Capris, back to 1960, here on Group Harmony Review.
There's a moon out tonight. Let's go strolling. There's a girl in my heart. Whose heart I've stolen. There's a moon tonight. Let's go strolling through the park. There's a glory
felt this way before. I guess it's because there's a moon out tonight. Oh, oh, there's a hole in my heart. I never felt before. There's a girl at my side.
Together right now, baby, wanna hold you in my arms. want to hold you, baby, I hold you tight. Well, I wanna tell you I'm what you mean to me, but I didn't believe. Oh no, until I opened my eyes, yes, how I love you. I really, really love you so, but I didn't.
Capping off that set once again from the Capriz, we began and closed with the Capriz on Old Town Records and remembering Nick Santo, lead singer of the Capriz from here in New York City, who recently passed away, and a very pretty song by the group to cap off that set from 1961. Always love that one. It's entitled Where I Fell in Love, the Capriz on Old Town. And we began from 1960 on Old Town, the classic sound of the Capriz. There's a Moon Out Tonight, originally issued on Planet Records. Right in the middle, two sides by the Vocaliers on Old Town, both from 1960, First Love and Devotion, and This Is the Night. A very nice four-record spotlight on Old Town Records, beginning and closing with a special tribute to Nick Santo of the Capriz. And thank you, Harold and Ken, for writing into the show here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV. Got about 5 minutes to go in the program. Let's stay with a New York City group, and this one from 1959.
That I would wait.
Well, how quickly the 2 hours has gone by, and I look forward to being back here with you next Saturday night at midnight on Group Harmony Review as we close it out with James Shepherd and the Heartbeats from Queens, New York, 1959 on Guidon Records and 1 Million Years. Yours truly, Dan Romanello, thanking you so much for joining me tonight. Hope you enjoyed the Requests and Dedications edition. I love programming what the listeners like to hear. I love the listener input. Special tributes tonight in honor of Bobby Robinson and Nick Santo of the Capris and Bobby Robinson of numerous record labels of Harlem, New York City. Thank you for listening, my friends. I'll see you next week here on WFUV and WFUV HD New York. We're member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org.